G'day, it is Sarah Allen from Sarah Allen Consulting. It is a very rainy day in Sydney today, and to tell you the truth, it's been hard to get things going. That and a very screamy, whingy, can't please him, has to be attached to my legs at all time toddler, and a dog that can't quite understand why we're not bouncing around as usual, means that we're in a bit of a funk. So I'm just driving said toddler to Granny and Grampy and thinking about ways to get out of that funk, and thought, I'm not the only one who's up and down like a, you know, yo-yo. There's other people who have days where they're trying to get out of funk, so maybe I could tell you what I do, and maybe it'll help you, and maybe you can tell me what you do. So, number one, get comfy. That's what I do. I don't mean, you know, slop around in your Trekkie Dacks all day, although if that suits you, go for it. I mean, put on something that's not going to annoy you, that's not going to make you itch or scratch or fidget. And personally, using a whole lot of shower gel in the shower really makes me feel quite comfy and luxurious at the same time. So get comfy. Second thing I like to do is play it loud. That means get some music on, just wipe out those feelings of, oh, cannot cope today, cannot deal. And whether it's classical or jazz or the latest Beyonce tune or whatever is playing on the radio, just crank it up. The toddler in the back seat won't mind so much. And lose yourself for a little bit. And just remember, you know, there's a lot of other stuff going on and you've got lots to achieve today. The third thing is give someone a call. Tell someone you are not feeling the love. Or post something up on Facebook if that's your way of doing things. Send someone a Twitter message or a text message and just say, not feeling great. How am I going to get through the day? And let me give you the tip. A bit of support from your mates or your friends or your family goes a long frigging way when you've got a big day like this ahead. And the last thing I like to do is make a list. Those of you who know me know I'm a list maker, a list crosser offerer, a double list maker, probably a little bit anal with my list making, but look, makes me happy. So if there's a day that's happening and you've just got to get through a couple of things, put it on a list. Put those 2-3 main things on the list. Even if you're not going to be as productive as most days when you're doing 100 different things at the same time, if you can get to the end of the day and have crossed off a couple of main things you wanted to get done, then that's an achievement. And I'll just leave you with one final thought, which is take it easy on yourself. Everybody has days like this. Everybody feels like, you know, they're not hitting their stride, you know, on the occasion. Just cut yourself some slack and enjoy what you've got, which is health, happiness, and family and friends who love you. And really, when push comes to shove, that's what matters. So don't let a bit of a off hormone or an off feeling for your day ruin that 24-hour period. Just get through it. So, Sarah Allen Consulting, heading to drop the toddler off and then get my list made and a few things done on this rainy, somewhat miserable day. If you need me, tweet me at Sarah Allen Consult or hit up the Facebook page, which is Sarah Allen Consulting. It's all very simple, Simon. I'll speak to you later.